As in the parable the other day of the fields, in which there appeared both the good wheat and the weeds, we get a sense in today's parable, in Jesus' description of the kingdom of heaven, the ability of the kingdom of heaven to draw forth both the good and the bad. And that there is a moment of judgment, a moment of decision about what is good and what is bad, what is thrown away or burned, and what is saved. As I listen to this today, I imagine that, you know, for some, trying to understand what exactly is being revealed and our part in it. I say that because the invitation of the kingdom of heaven is broad and wide, in that it is thrown open, and it is inviting, and it desires to draw all people into the kingdom of God. But what is our response to that grace? What is our response to that invitation for this new way of life in the kingdom? This is important for us to understand, because as I understand the gospel message and its proclamation and our receiving it, is that it first brings to our life freedom. But as Paul will say in other places, it is not a freedom so that then I can engage in sin. The freedom that comes to us through the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a freedom that then, in our will, in our freedom, we can choose the good. And the grace is there not only to bring and to draw our humanity into its original purpose, but the grace is there to even go beyond it in Jesus Christ. I hear this parable, lest people think that everybody's going to be saved. Read the parable. It's not what it says. The understanding that grace is made present, that God's desire is to draw all to his heart, but the importance that we receive this grace and that we, in our freedom, engage it. It is wrong in some sense to condemn someone who is not free, someone who is controlled or manipulated into doing something. A court of law would say, well, you know, they didn't have freedom in this, they were forced to do it, and so while they did what they did was wrong, we will sentence them with a lesser charge because their freedom wasn't engaged. My brothers and sisters, Jesus came to set us free. And that is such an important part of our Christian faith. I spoke over the weekend about lies that we can come to believe, and we can have those as foundational parts of our life. How important it is that the grace of Jesus Christ and his truth is spoken into our life to set us free from those lies, to give us greater freedom so as to respond to God's grace. Jesus doesn't come that we would remain bound and shackled, but that he would set us free so that we can then engage now in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. I don't know if I did a good job talking about the reading today or if I just used it as a way of speaking about what I wanted to speak about, but either way, Either way, my brothers and sisters, the invitation of the good news is to be redeemed and transformed, to enter into a new life of freedom for today, for now. It needs to be thus, because the freedom that we possess now is an affirmation of the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ to transform and to change our lives, and for us to live in that power today, so that the world may come to believe in Jesus and in the power of his name. May we truly be witnesses to this transforming power of Jesus Christ.